Let's talk about the downside.
Yes.
There was a guy in town, Michael Bates, who really had it out for you. He did a blog, not any good news, didn't like you at all, didn't like apparently didn't like you personally, but certainly didn't like what you were doing on the air. And there were other people who didn't like what you were doing on the air. Bates just...
Well, he was a writer.
Became their voice.
Right. He was a writer, very good writer, very articulate.
How did you take that kind of stuff?
Well, when you do a show like that, you need controversy, and you need people not to like you.
Yeah.
If everybody liked you, you'd be beige. You'd be blah. And you have to have both sides to like you or to dislike you, because people who dislike you want to tune in so they can dislike you even more.
But doesn't that hurt a little personally?
No. In the case of Bates and all that, and other people, Frosty Troy too, he would jump on me and all that. If they knew how little I gave thought to that, they wouldn't have written about me at all. But they thought I was some cunning fox who was trying to do this, trying to do that, and I wasn't. I was just a guy who went in on the radio that day. It was showbiz. People thought that I thought about politics a lot. I didn't. I thought about politics when it was an issue for 3-4 hours. And when I was off at 9, I was thinking about a project at the lake. It wasn't like Rush Limbaugh, who lived and breathed and had an agenda. I never had a political agenda. Whatever my take was on that day, it could be a liberal take or it could be a conservative take, but I believe I was down the middle. Well, some people saw you different ways. So I just thought, you know, these guys are giving me way, way too much credit.
I would respectfully disagree with you about Limbaugh, for example, because I think what Limbaugh did and what many, what we now think of as talk show hosts, particularly those on the right, is identify a economically viable section of the public and then feed them raw meat just to make sure that they get big ratings. And I always got the impression from you, at least, that you were exactly who you sounded like. And if I were going to run into you 2 hours after you got off the air, you'd be the same person.
Yeah, and I probably would have forgotten what I was even talking about.
Yeah.
But Limbaugh was conservative issues were big for him.
He was a sports guy. Come on.
Yeah,
well,
we
shouldn't argue.
No, we
this.
Shouldn't. But I will say, I believe what he's doing now is, as you say, feeding raw meat. But he was very much a conservative, and I wasn't. I'm happy to say that the first president I voted for was Barry Goldwater, who was obviously a conservative. And I love him to this day because in his days, as he grew older, he actually became more liberal in his social issues and standing. But I was influenced at that time by my friend Joel Berglund, who was very much interested in 1964. I voted for Barry Goldwater, and I love to tell people. I love to tell people that on the radio because they saw me as being quite liberal in this community, in this town.
I voted for Goldwater as well.
Very good. Yeah. The things that bothered me the most when somebody would come up to me personally and say something to me, you know, if they did it on the air, call me on the air and say it, it won't be, but if they did it to you personally. People would talk to you a lot about everything. I'll never forget our church's First United Methodist downtown Tulsa. And I was at the communion rail with Margaret. And this lady taps me on the shoulder while I'm taking communion to tell me about something that she didn't like that I said on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
I said, ma'am, this is not the place for that. But anyway.
There's something about taking hits, and nobody deserves that kind of business.
Right.